This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Right now, we have one of our good community members, community servants, and embarking on, and has already begun, just a great restorative process to commemorate a former high school here in our community. And it's the Burley Varsity Club, and Jimmy Hollins is with us. How are you, sir?
Great, Jay.
It's good to see you, man.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Well, let's start because there are people who know about the Burley Varsity Club and there are people who do not. So explain what you all are trying to do relative to Burley High School.
Well, we formed up in 07, and our main goal is to keep the spirits of sports alive in Burley, about Burley High School from 51 to 67.
Okay.
And what we have done, we have put a brand new display case in and all of the trophies. And we even have some memorabilia from back in the day stored in there.
Okay. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, sure, high school, you want to remember that. Why is this significant? Because what people probably will notice is that there is a Burley Middle School now. There is not a Burley High School.
Yeah, well, Burley High School ceased to exist after 1967, but it was school that was for black kids from 51 until 67 during segregation time. Then after the Brown versus the Board of Education, they decided that they were going to put them all into the schools together.
Did they integrate into Lane at that point? Or?
City integrated into Lane, and the county integrated into Albemarle. Burley was a city-county adventure.
Okay. We talked with Jimmy Hollins from the Burley Varsity Club, and they are commemorating the many athletic accomplishments and the heritage of the former Burley High School. So what do you guys have coming up next in this ongoing effort to keep the memories and to keep the legacy of the high school alive?
Well, April the 30th at Burley Middle School from 1 to 4, we're having a celebration and a dedication. Now, the dedication is for the naming of the old football baseball fields for Coach Robert Smith and Coach Clarence Jones, and the gym will be named for Coach Walter Green and the late A.P. Moore. Now, Coach Green will be here. He's our last living coach.
Okay.
He will be in town for this celebration and dedication, and we want to fill the whole auditorium up with people.
Let me ask you this. Because you got people who will listen in passing, and they'll say, that's good. You know, Jimmy, that's nice. But why do you feel like it is important that the heritage of this high school, which you said was an all-African-American high school, it reminds you of a couple of things. It reminds you from where we've come, but it also celebrates that there were a group of people who had these wonderful accomplishments, of which you went to school there as well. So why is this important to you that people remember this?
Well, you know, not only was the coaches great guys, but they were great mentors, community leaders, and they gave us a sense of pride. You know, they cared about what their athletes did. And once we left Burley, a lot of us kept in touch with the coaches. And it was just like a family, you know.
And you don't want your family members to be forgotten, that's
no,
for sure.
And let me tell you this, Burley, to this day, the 1956 football team still holds a state record. Undefeated and unscored on his 50-some years, about 53 years, and they still hold that record. But they're tied with I.C. Norcom for that year, 56. But that's still a state record in the Virginia High School League.
Sounds terrific. Jimmy, we always enjoy talking with you. Jimmy Hollins from the Burley Varsity Club. So from 1 to 4 on April the 30th, people can just come.
They just come. It's no charge to come. Once we finish in the auditorium, we're going to go down to the cafeteria and have refreshments.
All right. Now, I always love to ask you about this, having lived in Charlottesville, gone to Burley High School, seeing segregation. You just finished recently this whole dialogue on race. So when the last time you were here, you were in it, kind of in it. You were telling me, hey, this is what it's like. It's over. You look back, they're about to have a big recap. The city has invested in this effort. when you look back on it, first question, do you think it was worth it? Number two, what did you take from it?
Well, I think it was worth it,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do three things.
Okay.
I think it was worth it. I would like to see it continue on in some form, mm-hmm. not just drop, but in some form. I would like to see that dialogue on race continue on. And what I took from the group I was in, that a lot of other people that moved here, they see the same thing in Charlottesville that they've seen in other places. And they see that Charlottesville is not as diverse as it should be.
And everybody likes to kind of is the best place to live. You know,
yeah,
we did the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, sure. but there's work to be done.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
When you observed the people in your group, Jimmy, do you feel like everybody shares your sense of this is an ongoing thing? It wasn't going to fix it from this, but this was a good beginning.
I think it was a good beginning. It's not going to fix it. It's going to take a long time before we can fix everything,
mm-hmm.
but it was worth it. I think it was worth it. Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Hollins of the Burley Varsity Club, 1 to 4 p.m. on April the 30th, a celebration of those accomplishments, and going to honor some former coaches as well. So that'll be at Burley Middle School, is what it is now, 1 to 4 on April the 30th. Jimmy, always appreciate your insight, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jay, for having me on your show. And
I'm on borrowed time today. This is Coy's show, but you know.
Well, that's okay. You're running the controls.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But, and if you are free on April the 30th, if you stop by and sit in with us.
I believe so. I think you were just telling me, like myself, my colleague Rob Schilling, we'll try to make an appearance there.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Is there a website or a number people can call for more information, Jimmy, you think? Or should they just call you?
They can go to our website. Which is www.burleyvarsityclub.com, or they can call me at 434-825-6617. Plus, right. There's an article, an advertisement will be out in the paper, the Daily Progress, 22nd and 23rd on the event.
Okay. Jimmy Hollins, Burley Varsity Club. Thanks for being with us, my friend.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.